Now this is when they lay a fire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The logs.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that people use to start a fire?
A splinter, kindling.
Now, is there a difference between splinters and kindling?
Yeah, I could call them all splinters.
Okay.
Mm.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that are cut up into little slivers to get a fire started? Or that'd be the splinters?
Well, all they use, I know, is that splinter when they cut it up small, you know, to catch the big wood.
Uh-huh.
That's splinters. So I could put that to now.
What do you call a place where people hang clothes?
Clothesline.
Okay. And what about, let's see, if somebody comes into the house in the wintertime, and he might take off his coat and hang it up in the, what do you call it?
On the hangers?
Yeah, but what do you call the little room where people hang up their clothes?
In the closet.
Okay. And what do you call a big old piece of furniture that people hang clothes up in?
A chiffonier.
What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house?
Weatherboard.
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
On the porch.
Fine. What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof?
I just call that a flat form.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
Some people call it just a little cut off pasture, but I don't know what you...
Well, have you heard people call it a lot or a cow pen?
Well, yeah, they have a cow pen, but they milk the cows right in the pen and they have the calf in a different part. Well, it's a cow pen, all right.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
You forgot me right
I don't guess people use rocks.
No, not around here.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, some of these questions now, they're just, you know, they're not going to be things in South Georgia, but we just have to ask everybody the same question.
I see.
What do you call a large wooden thing that's open at the top that you might carry water in?
A pail.
Okay. And what would you call the same thing if it was made out of metal?
A pail.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn the water on and off?
A faucet.
What do you call the same thing if it's on a barrel?
A faucet.
And what do you call the same thing if it's out in the yard?
It's still a faucet.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper bag.
Okay. And what do you call a different kind of bag that 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in? It's made out of real loosely woven cloth. And sometimes people put them over oysters if they're steaming oysters or something.
Crocus bag.
Okay. What do you call a musical instrument that's about that long, it's about that tall, and put it up to your mouth and blow on it?
A harp.
Okay. And what about, let's see, what if it's made out of metal, and you put it up to your teeth and do it like that? Have you seen one of those?
I have. Now what you... Oh, my. God, I don't know. I forget the name of that. I don't know the name of that now.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, if you don't think I'm right off, we can come back to it.
Yeah.
I'll skip over it. What do you call something that children play on that's made with a long board balanced in the middle? One child sits on one end, one sits on the other. They go like this.
It's a swing board.
Okay. And what about something children play on that goes round and round like this?